Every Screen on the Planet, The War Over TikTok by Emily Baker White, narrated by Rachel Botchin. Introduction. The note arrived sometime around midnight, with no letterhead and no address line, slipped by an unknown person under the hotel room doors of tech luminaries from around the world. It posed a challenge. Register your objections by 8 a.m., or the following ideas will be attributed to you. When global tech founders and leaders descended on the 2014 World Internet Conference in Wuhan, China, they didn't know what to expect. Representatives from Apple, Facebook, and Microsoft were ferried into the town's pristine tourist zone on traditional black awning boats alongside Chinese tech moguls like Alibaba's Jack Ma and Tencent's Pony Ma. Chinese state media characterized the conference, a state-sponsored affair, as an opportunity for their government to challenge the digital dominance of the United States. For the most part, though, the gathering was a standard tech conference until its final night, when its participants received the piece of paper. Purporting to speak for the conference goers, the paper was titled Wuhan Declaration, and it endorsed an idea championed by Chinese autocrat Xi Jinping, cyber sovereignty. The concept was simple. The web should be carved up into countries, just like the physical world, and each government should be free to control its own domain. Atop the declaration was a short cover sheet, which gave recipients an email address to which they could send any objections or proposed revisions. A group of them sprung into action. In China, cyber sovereignty meant letting the government surveil, censor, and propagandize its people who did not enjoy the right to free speech or a free press. Global executives didn't want to be seen condoning such an authoritarian stance. The Chinese government had hoped to produce a document that would challenge American and European ideals of an open internet. But without the buy-in of foreign executives, the statement was useless. Defeated but proud, and ever controlling of their messaging, the conference organizers pretended the paper had never existed in the first place. The 2014 Wuhan Gambit was soon lost to history, but it was a sign of tensions to come. It's difficult to remember now, but the 2014 internet was an optimistic place. Social media use was surging. It seemed that the dreams of early digital pioneers were becoming reality, that the internet would be a place where anyone on earth could express themselves freely, a place where discourse and commerce flowed beyond the constraints of geography. This unenclosed frontier was a threat to governments, and their efforts to control it would shape the next decade of international competition. The Wuhan Conference is remembered as a geopolitical project, but it had a simpler mission too, showcasing a wildly impressive crop of up-and-coming Chinese entrepreneurs. Just hours before conference-goers received the piece of paper, they had heard from Zhang Yiming, a founder whose product would, in just a few short years, give China exactly the sort of soft power it sought, without the inconvenience of joint statements or the buy-in of any other governments. Yiming's creation would become so beloved by citizens around the world that it would ignite a new Cold War, resetting the balance of digital power between the U.S. and China. Yiming wasn't a conference headliner, though a dramatic orchestral theme still played as he approached the stage. He was short and slight, his shoulders barely reaching above the laptop protruding from the lectern. His presentation laid out plans for a futuristic marvel, a company that, through machine learning, aimed to eliminate